Well, I didn't see it, so it's unfortunate that it happened, but I know this for sure, that Sean Kevin doesn't go looking for cards, never did in his whole career, and it seems a shame that he'd be victim of somebody else enticing him into that kind of arena. He doesn't go looking at anything, that's for sure, and I can say it 100% and I have no fear of contradiction. He never went looking at a black card in his life or a yellow card in his life. So it seems a shame that a man at this stage of his career, who's given so much to our games, should fall victim to that kind of stuff. Of course he was. So that's always the case. If a forward wants to go and attack and then it ends up a wrestling match, now it's not likely the forward's going to instigate that. Well, you're always disappointed when somebody doesn't get what they deserve. But obviously in a game of that nature and how tight it was, and to lose a man like Sean, we just didn't lose any player. We lost our captain, we lost the most experienced player we have. And it put us under severe pressure. And I think it's credit to the boys that they actually played as long as they did and kept in the game without him, because that was a huge loss to us. Not only his presence on the field, but his ability to maybe conjure up that winning score. You know, you just can't win games of this nature without a man like that on the field. Look, the officials make decisions, and I just wish that they would. This thing about, you know, there's always two involved in something. There isn't. There's always somebody starts it. And they need to be more tuned in to who starts these things. Well, see, this is it. It's a fine line between when you get last-ditch scores that win matches or draw matches, and on some other day you miss them. I don't think it's about composure. It's about the rub of the green. It's about fate. It's good fortune or poor fortune, call it what you will. That's the difference. We could have missed the ones against Donegal and they could be Ulster champions. We could have got them today and we'd be in the Ireland semi-final. It's a fine line, and I don't think you can sort of make a judgment to say that it was lack of composure. The players who were in the position to take the shots did their best. And many the other day, if I wanted somebody taking a shot from the angle that Darren McCurry took it to kick a point, I'd back him every time. You know, Niall Morgan's free. He's kicked many from that distance, you know, over the last number of years. I suppose sometimes we had the wrong shooters on the ball, and I won't name them, but there's a few people who wouldn't be renowned for their scoring prowess when we took a few shots from a distance that might have been better served by putting it to somebody else. But nobody chose to do that to, you know, take the team down anyway. They believe they're doing the right thing, and if they'd gone over the bar, we'd be singing their praises. Well, absolutely. A goal to any team in that game would have been a big, big score. And I suppose it was something. Conor McGalski would be good at finishing efforts like that, but the goalkeeper, that's his job. He's there to stop shots as much as he can, and probably was the only shot that any of the goalkeepers had to deal with all day. Well, you can always say that for sure, but you know, sometimes it's not that you don't play to your potential, you play as well as the opposition let you. And you know, you have to say that Mayo set up well today. They went about their business in a very well organised and quite sort of proficient fashion, and they made statements of intent very early on, and you know, I think we matched them toe-to-toe throughout the game. And this is the thing, a one-point win for them, and they'll probably be viewed as having done everything very well, and we'll probably be viewed as having made loads of mistakes. I never believed that myself, even when we win. When you win, you don't do everything right, and when you lose, you don't do everything wrong. So it's a fine line. They'll get the plaudits today because they got the win. That's the most important thing there in the semi-final, and we have to wait the next year to be competitive again. Yeah, well, I mean, that was the case when they were, I suppose, a point up and trying to run down the clock. You have got to go and get the ball again. So perhaps Colm felt that maybe he could encourage others to be more sort of aggressive in trying to do that than they were. So I could see that all right, and I suppose that goes with his experience. He knows you need to get the ball back. You can't go watching a team that's hanging on to a lead in a very tight game like this and let them keep the ball. You got to go find the ball again. Well, again, you know, this is a matter of opinion, and you could say any of those things when you know the result. But, you know, if we had got a draw or had a chance even to get another point and win that game, would that be an issue? Would that be a suggestion? I don't think it would. So I don't think his experience really told in the end of the day. It was just two teams were out to give it all they had to try and get the result. This was all about a result today. It wasn't about pretty football. It wasn't about anything else other than getting to the semi-final. And that was the target for both of us. And they got enough scores to be there, and we didn't. Well, that would be nice to think you could do that. It's always good to win trophies. And we did a few of those this year. So I think it's good for confidence for the players to know they can win competitions. But this is the big one, obviously, and we haven't done the business in the big one. So what we do is now is just regroup and think our way through the first half of the year next year to see how well we can be positioned to challenge for the provincial title and in turn to go into the All-Ireland series and give it a real rattle too. So that's the target always, you know, and I suppose that standard has been set in Tyrone, that, you know, everything else is a limited success. The ultimate success is what people really think now they want, and and we have to try and deliver that if we can. No, we wouldn't be expecting it, but I know Sean's in a bad state at the minute, and I suppose at the stage of his career that he's at and the effort that he's given, it wouldn't be a good time to ask him, but I hope that he takes time out to reflect on what's there for him, and you know, who knows what that will tell him when he takes some time to think about it.